This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from cloudy and hazy here in Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee, folks. I want to let you know that we are hooked up to Comrax today, so if you'd like to call in at any time, you may do so. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I promised that we were going to get back to this very topic. Yes, we're corrupt. And what we were talking about last week is how Harry S. Truman, President Harry S. Truman, said that you can't get rich in politics unless you are corrupt. Well, we're going to be getting back to that in just a couple moments. But before we do that, I want to get over to the commercial once again, considering what the conservatives are handing down to the American people through the propagandists once again. Yesterday we heard how Rand Paul said he would not consider anything concerning the repealing of Obamacare unless they first plan on what they're going to replace it with. And I took the time to show you that Obamacare, my friends, is unconstitutional, Article 1, Section 8. And what the American people need to do at this point is push the politicians back up against the wall, ask them where they have derived their constitutional authority and who's delegated authority to establish something that is unconstitutional, therefore unlawful, therefore null and void in the United States of America, because the questions need to be put to the representatives that are passing illegal agendas in the first place. Had the American people took the time to know their founding documents, we wouldn't be in a position like this today, nor would those that represent we the people have the internal fortitude in any sense of the word, unrighteous, wicked, and evil though they may be, to attempt to pass any such thing, because the American people would be educated in such a position to put the kibosh and actually remove them, Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States, for, again, implementing that which is unlawful in this country. I also wanted to let you know that today now we're talking about we're hearing from the conservatives once again, and again, keep in mind the conservatives of the day are yesterday's liberals, and they're being used as useful idiots to basically push the propaganda that's promulgated from the top in layers like an onion down to the American people, which again is unlawful. We're now hearing from the likes of Paul Ryan, the great traitor himself, who's set up to be a good guy, and the American people are taking him as being a good guy. And, of course, we see through Donald Trump, his vice president, none other than Michael Pence, is good buddies with Paul Ryan. And those that love Trump might want to put the question to Mike Pence, how can you walk together with such an individual that is actually implementing that which is illegal in this country in the first place? And furthermore, go back just a little bit again, go back to December 15th, 2015, and see why it was that Paul Ryan on his first legislative act actually implemented, with much earmarks, might I add, a $1.1 trillion omnibus bill funding illegals, alluring illegals to come into America, live off the welfare system, in other words, the back of the taxpayers, to fund illegals, education, so on and so forth, to come into America on your dime. Now we're hearing from Paul Ryan how he wants to save the people today. We just heard this during the break. Paul Ryan wants to save the people. Well, folks, if you want to save yourself, then what you need to do is deal with corrupt politicians. And let me put it into perspective for you. I want you to consider this. Until Americans hold our elected representatives accountable, no change to the Constitution will matter. But once we hold them accountable, no change will be necessary. Who said that? The father of our Constitution, none other than President James Madison. He said again, until we hold our elected representatives accountable, no change to the Constitution will matter. Once we hold them accountable, no change will be necessary. And might I remind you what Abraham Lincoln rightly said, we are not to throw off the Constitution. We are to throw off the men that pervert the Constitution, such as Rand Paul, such as Private Ryan here, friends. And I want you to understand that now today what he's talking about is replacing Obamacare once again, the conservatives altogether. Folks, let me ask you something. If they want to replace Obamacare, that means they're still pushing what Obama put in place, which is unconstitutional, un-American. And there again, friends, I would ask the question, what makes them good? Because they're doing what Barack Hussein Obama implemented in the first place by simply changing the name America. And you're led to believe that it's good because they've changed the name of something that's illegal in the first place, laying on the backs of every American in this country, healthcare, by mandate. Because, friends, I can't find it in the Constitution. I can't find it where the American people delegated authority to these corrupt officials to implement unconstitutional law in this country in the first place. So, again, friends, let me remind you of something. Until you hold these elected representatives accountable, no change to the Constitution will matter. But once you do hold them accountable, no change will be necessary. Let me say it this way. Folks, we don't need more laws in this country. We need good men to enforce the laws in which we have. And if that means holding those laws against those that are violating their oath to uphold the Constitution, then so be it. And that's where it begins. The American people need to stand up and draw the line in the sand and say, enough is enough. And you are going to send a message to elect representatives that if you violate the Constitution, just like we the people that delegated that authority to you in the first place, if you violate law in any sense of the word to the smallest of infractions, the way that the Puritans did back in the day, friends, during the establishment of this constitutional republic in which we have now 240 years later, until you send the message to them that you will not tolerate their corruption, absolutely nothing in this country is going to change. It's only going to get worse. Mark my words. Folks, I also wanted to bring forth just to show you the facade of the arch enemies between Putin and Obama, which I have been calling out for some time now. I want you to understand something. When I'm telling you, I cannot tell you exactly what's coming down the road, but I can tell you that we are prophetically onto something. You can mark my words that something is going to come up in the days ahead, regardless if it's a day or two, a week or a month or a year or years before us. You can mark my words, we're on to something. Folks, I want you to understand, again, the facade of the arch enemies between Putin and Obama, as again I have showed in the past, only to see what was being said, is now in the present. Did you know that Obama, just yesterday, his administration approved of a large shipment of uranium ore to Iran from Russia? But where did Russia get that uranium ore? They got it from the likes of Hillary Clinton that has been stealing it from the Bundy Ranch as well as those ranchers in Oregon.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. You got with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to check us out online, please do. Sons of Liberty Radio.com and or Sons of Liberty Media.com. Those two pages interact one with another as well. Friends, if you want to check us out on Facebook, it is Bradley Dean on Facebook, Bradley Dean, and or my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1. Again, if you'd like to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And speaking of which, Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States of America, rightly said, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. We were just at his home this morning at the Hermitage here in Nashville. Interestingly enough, there was a couple ladies standing out on the porch and said, oh, welcome, where are you from, so on and so forth. And we told them, and I said, by the way, I said, is Andrew home today? And they thought that was funny, but he wasn't. But again, we're broadcasting live out of Nashville, Tennessee, and we were just at his home this morning. Now, without further ado, I'm going to take Tom from Baltimore. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good, Brad. It's been a while since I've spoken with you. I wanted to wish you a happy new year. I hope you and the family had a great holiday season, a wonderful Christmas. Stephanie and Sam, I hope they're doing well, and I hope you're doing well also.
I appreciate that. I am glad the season is over because it gets to the point, Tom, where it is overkill. And oftentimes I see what happens during Christmas is the purpose of Christmas is the birth of Christ, the Savior of men from their sins, Matthew 1:21. And oftentimes what happens is people get caught up in what they need to buy for their brothers, their sisters, this, that, and the other thing, which is only a holiday, which feeds the bureaucracy, and sad to say, out of many people's pockets. Just like, I want to make sure people understand what this season is about. It is about the birth of Christ, not about what we can get. So, but aside of all that, Tom, it was great. And but again, I'm glad we're on the other side of it this year. How about you?
Fantastic. I had a peaceful holiday. It was restful. So it was it was good. So thank you for asking. And
sure.
Speaking of that wondrous occasion, I've been asking people lately, and no one, well, almost everyone says they agree with me. Have you ever heard that traitorous reprobate in the White House ever utter the word Jesus? Ever? Or see him by a cross?
I don't think, no, as a matter of fact, I do know that if he was going to speak and there was a crucifix that was within view, they would continuously cover it up. And now that I think about it, I believe you're correct.
Yeah, and we've always heard how powerful the word of the Savior is when spoken aloud in situations dealing with spiritual enemies and in any situation, that it's almost like a repellent to evil.
Yeah.
And the evil are terrified of it and will not go near it, will not utter it, cannot stand, because they're just, they know it's such a superior entity to what they are that you'll never hear an evil person utter those words. And I've never heard him say it.
Yeah, well, we know that the Bible says the devils believe and tremble, and we have heard this devil believe and tremble concerning his mockery of Scripture. We've seen him cover up the crucifixion. We've seen him advocate Islam, and in saying that, it's interesting, the great enemy to Islam, I don't know if you're aware of this, Tom, or listeners, but the great enemy of Islam is the cross of Jesus Christ. They must get rid of the cross. And what it reminds me of when I'm listening to, it reminds me of the old movies when we were little kids. We would see those movies of, an individual taking up a crucifix right in the face of a vampire, and he would just shun it with everything in his power. Well, we've seen that this individual has done the same thing in action, not only just in word, but also in action. We've also seen him omit the word God several times from the Declaration of Independence. And again, friends, whatever he has said, he's done just the exact opposite. So when he proclaims that he's a Christian, we again know that many do so. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14 when you get a moment.
I would love to see someone or a group of persons be so bold before he leaves the White House to go up to him, someone who is in his close circle, who's saved, and say, Barack Obama, will you pray in the name of Jesus with us for your safety as you leave this White House? I'd love to see how he would react.
I think the reaction would be behind closed doors, and you probably would never hear of it. And, of course, we know that.
It had to be on camera. That's what I mean.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. I totally agree, Tom. I just if I had the opportunity at any given time, I've told my wife this before, if I'm ever put in a position to confront or speak forth the words of what's in my heart given to me by the Holy Ghost, I promised the Lord that I would shoot them out towards this enemy of all righteousness. And I've never been given that opportunity, but I can tell you this, we're on 70 affiliates now, and I guarantee you that those little cohorts of his and useful idiots and minions, we know that they're listening. So the message is getting back to him regardless if he does it or proclaim it in a public setting or not. To me, it doesn't matter. I believe what needs to happen now is what we need to do is undo the damage here and right the wrongs at every step of the way.
Well,
I also want to interject, if I might, Tom, the American people, and just instead of sitting back and say, oh, good, he's going to be gone in, 12, 13, 14, 15 days now, the people should at this point, again, not only have him impeached, but when he's removed, we should indict him for all of his charges against the United States of America.
Absolutely. And I'll leave you with this, Brad. I'll pray right here on the air that the Lord Jesus Christ stay very, very close to Barack Hussein Obama and his wife, or Barry Satora, whatever his name is. I'd like the Lord to be right next to him, watching his every move and influencing him.
Amen.
He'll love that, won't he?
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Take care, Brad.
Good hearing from you, Tom. Appreciate you, man. Folks, again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Thank you for that call, Tom, from Baltimore. I also wanted to highlight the fact of what I was talking about during the last segment before we jump over to the corrupt and those officials that have declared, yes, we're corrupt. I'm going to give you their quotes, and I'm going to also highlight some of the statistics as to how they're getting so wealthy in governments. They go in broken for some reason or another, friends. They profit from governments. And we're going to be hitting on that in just a couple moments. And, again, we're going to be premising that off of what none other than Harry S. Truman rightly said. In politics, you can't get rich unless you're corrupt, unless you're a crook. And that's exactly what we're going to cover in just a couple moments here. But, again, I wanted to show you the facade of the arch enemies between Putin and Obama, as I've, again, showed in the past, only to see what's being said now in the present concerning the things that we were talking about in the past. Obama administration just recently approves of a large shipment of uranium ore to Iran from Russia. The question is where did that uranium come from, friends? That uranium came from lands like the Bundys and those Oregon ranchers, friends, not only in Nevada, but also in Oregon. And what you need to understand is Putin and Barack Hussein Obama, they are not enemies one with another, folks. It's a criminal syndicate. They are operating together. Let me further solidify my point, if I might. Also keep in mind, just last week, Obama designates a monument next to the Bundy Ranch in Nevada. Now, we also know that Harry Reid was committing the act of treason with the Chinese concerning the Bundy's property as well. And now going back again, now this might sound confusing to other people, but I want to tell you something. When the Lord anoints your eyes to see, he gives you eyes to see inside the enemy's camp, friends, to expose them, to reprove them, and to dispossess them if you respond to the truth that's been given unto you. But again, I don't know why the American people have to wait for the damage to be done before they respond. Let me say it this way. Prevention is better than cure, American. Keep in mind, justice guards our liberty, not injustice, only to advocate or to kick the can down the road in which there is no more road to kick the can down. But again, listen carefully. Obama designates a monument by the Bundy Ranch. For some reason or another, ABC News today reported Putin is not our friend. And he fears, Barack Hussein Obama said that he feared more people trust in Putin than they do the American government. Well, why would they possibly trust a foreigner more so than you, Barack, another foreigner? Also wanted to let you know, all this information is being brought to you across the boards from those that are willing to tell you what the state-controlled media is not willing to tell you. Namely, one of those outlets is sonsoflibertymedia.com. A headline today, Fort Leavenworth is calling for treason concerning Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. I mean, if you violate the or transgress the Constitution 1,083 times, I suppose at that point, you have to actually acknowledge and deal with the issues at hand. Now, why they're waiting for him, or why they have waited this long, right before he removes himself from the White House, to actually respond to his crimes, bewilders me in every step of the way, friends. I also wanted to let...
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Four reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Nashville, Tennessee. That phone number, if you'd like to call in it, you are hooked up on Comrax, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, yes, we are corrupt, said the politicians, admitting that money controls politics. I want you to keep in mind before we get rocking on this, I did not say this. I want to go back just a little bit and tell you first and foremost, now giving Donald Trump the benefit of the doubt, that he is not a politician, that he is a businessman. He was the one that said back in 2015, he said, I gave to many people before this, before 2 months ago, I was a businessman. I give to everybody. When they call, I give. And do you know what? When I need something from them 2 years later, 3 years later, I call them. And they're there for me. And he said, Donald Trump did. And that's a broken system. Talking about, yes, we are corrupt. How money controls politics coming directly from their mouths. This isn't coming from Bradley Dean. This isn't my opinion. No one can distort the information that I'm giving to you right now because they themselves said it. Senator Rand Paul said, Republican out of Kentucky in 2015, this is what's wrong. Speaking of Donald Trump, he buys and sells politicians of all stripes. He's used to buying politicians. This coming from a politician. How much clout, weight do you think he would have combating something like that? This is what's wrong. The likes of Donald Trump, who buys and sells politicians of all stripes, coming from a politician who's been bought and paid for in many cases. He's used to buying politicians, said Rand Paul. Or what of Jimmy Carter? Listen to this carefully. Speaking of corrupt politicians, they said out of their own mouths, yes, we are corrupt. President Jimmy Carter said, now the United States is just an oligarchy. That means where few rule over many. That's illegal in this country. We're ruled by law, not by opinion. He goes on, with unlimited political bribery being the essence of getting the nominations for president or to the elect president, and the same thing applies to governors and U.S. senators and Congress members. So now, we've just seen a complete subversion of our political system as a payoff to major contributors, said Jimmy Carter in 2015. Yes, we are corrupt, said these politicians. Listen to this one. This is Bernie Sanders, folks, just to show you how this works. Last week, we spent time showing you how many of these representatives that swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America, the enumerated laws found within our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4, have sold you down the river. How they go in broke, and for some reason or another, and somehow, friends, they accumulate all this wealth. Listen to this one. Bernie Sanders said in 2015, the millionaire class and the billionaire class increasingly own the political process. They own the politicians that go to them for money. We are moving very, very quickly from a democratic society, which we are not, by the way, one person, one vote, to an oligarch form of society where billionaires would be determining who the elected officials of this country are, said Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont. Out of their own mouths, folks, they're telling you how things work. They are not magnifying the laws. They are being paid off to do the biddings of special interest groups. I didn't say that. They have been telling you this. And furthermore, if you would again judge them by their actions, you'd see, folks, you would see exactly how they operate and who it is that they themselves are working for. And by the way, if I might go back on Bernie Sanders' quote here, he said, you would see that we are moving very, very quickly from a democratic society. Now, he may have used that in a proper sense and democratically within a constitutional republic. Going to his next quote, he said, Sanders has said many similar things, such as, I think many people have the mistaken impression that Congress regulates Wall Street. The real truth is Wall Street regulates the Congress. Now, keep in mind, it's not the dog wagging the tail. It's the tail wagging the dog. We're corrupt, said they. Vice President Joe Biden, whatever his worth is, I don't know. In any sense of the word, I don't know. But he said, you have to go where the money is. Know where the money is? There's almost always implicitly some string attached. It's awful hard to take a whole lot of money from a group you know has a particular position. Then you can conclude they're wrong and vote no. In other words, it's hard to take their money, folks, if I work against them. And I'll never get their money again if I do work against them. And see, America, this shows you your involvement with the political process. Because when you stay impotent and you do absolutely nothing about what's going on in your government, I want to tell you something. You throw your hands up in the air, that is the media's position to get you to the point where you are absolutely hopeless concerning change in America. And I'm talking about reformation. I'm not talking about revolution. They want you to get to the position where you throw your hands up in the air and say there's no sense. And I'll tell you who that works for. That works for those that are buying and paying politicians to do their biddings. But when you get involved in the political process, you'll find that it doesn't take money to get the job done. It takes the American patriot, conservative and Christian, all one and the same, to their true definitions to stand up and actually deal with the issues at hand. You know, this reminds me of the abolitionist Frederick Douglass when he said, I want you to listen carefully, because I am putting this in contrast and in parallel to what I'm talking about right now. And it's faith without works is dead, the Bible tells us in the book of James chapter 2. But Paul said, I'll show you my faith by my works. Read James 2, 14 through 26 when you get a moment. But listen carefully, because this will put it into a nutshell what I just got done telling you. When you actually stand up and respond to the hope, which is the truth is given, truth is always in response. I'm sorry, hope is always in response to the truth that's been given. You have to respond. Frederick Douglass said this, who was a slave for many years. He said, I prayed for my freedom for over 20 years without answer until I prayed with my legs. I want you to hear me again. The abolitionist and former slave Frederick Douglass back in 1800 said, I prayed for my freedom for over 20 years with no answer until I prayed with my legs. In other words, you can go ahead and pray all that you want that God will do something, but until you stand up and respond to the faith that's in your heart concerning God's commandments, absolutely nothing's going to be done except that your enemy is going to further the dispossession of the righteous in this land. We need to stand up and deal with the enemy regardless of who they are. I don't care who they are, friends. I've got to tell you. This morning when I went over to Andrew Jackson's house, the Hermitage in Nashville, Tennessee, they had a slogan up there, and it said, I was born for the storm. I have to tell you, every child of God, I don't care if you're an apostle, a prophet, a teacher, an evangelist, or a pastor, I want to tell you something. You are born for the storm. And keep in mind, Scripture tells us in Nahum 1 that the Lord has his way in the whirlwind. I very much understand what he was saying when I walked into his home and seen that slogan. I was born for the storm. America, don't get nestled in like a bunch of hens as if to suggest that this is your home for eternity, especially if you call yourself a Christian. This is a testing ground. This is a battleground, and we follow the Christ. Go to Micah 2, 12 and 13 when you get a moment. We follow the breaker that's on the head of us. We follow the line of the tribe of Judah. We follow he who is the man of war. Because keep in mind, it was Jesus Christ himself that said, I didn't come to bring peace. I come to bring a sword. He came to bring variance, because the truth at the end of the day will win the day, as it always has in the past up into the present, regardless of how bad things look. We have a prime opportunity, as Thomas Paine, one of our founders, said, friends, during that era, the founding era. We have a prime opportunity to make the world anew every day. Why? Because the mercies of God are anew every day. And who does that mercy belong to, church? I have a question for you. Who does that mercy belong to? I want to tell you who it belongs to. Those that keep the commandments of the Lord, he shows mercy unto them. And let me bring that over to those that are truly the church, because America, if you need help identifying who they are, they're in trouble. They're on the battlefield. And keep in mind, it tells us in Isaiah 8:20, it tells us that they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there's no light in them. But let me take it a different way. When they speak according to the law and to the testimony, that's all you see around those real Christians, patriots and conservatives, all one and the same, spawned from the Christ. Always keep in mind, you're going to see that eternal warfare in this life, friends. You are going to see it. And you will understand it at the end of the day. Let's get back to this. We're corrupt. Money rules the roost is what these corrupt politicians are confessing out of their own mouths. Let's go to Russ Feingold. He's a three-term Democratic senator from Wisconsin. In 2015, he said, people tell me all the time that our politics in Washington are broken and the multimillionaires, billionaires, and big corporations are calling all the shots. He said, it's hard not to agree. But let me ask you something, friends. Who's being controlled by the multimillionaires? Who's being controlled by the billionaires? Because, friends, those laws are just as applicable against the multimillionaires and the billionaires as they are the little guy. And that is the purpose of law. And let me remind you of something, America. We're only as great as the least of us. And when we look to the least of who we are, who's causing the trouble? Let's go to James. Let's go to chapter 4. Folks, I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. Yes, we are corrupt. Politicians admitting obvious facts, how money affects everything. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, broadcasting live from Nashville, Tennessee. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel and dean of Liberty University School of Law. I want to strongly encourage everyone listening to endorse Bradley Dean and listen to his message and bring him to your communities. He is a voice to the youth generation, a voice that is desperately needed.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley Dean broadcasting live out of Nashville, Tennessee. Folks, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We have been talking about corrupt politicians. Yes, we are corrupt, say they. And I am giving you verbatim, line upon line, precept upon precept, as of what the politician themselves have said concerning how the process works. And the only reason they get away with what they do is because I don't care how rich they are, friends. I don't care how much money they have. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. And folks, America, we need to get this right, but I want to encourage you, we can do this when we come together and enforce the laws found in our constitutional republic, because it applies to every single one of us. And the purpose of laws are to protect the little guys as much as it is to protect the big guy. Now we see all these bureaucracies like the FBI and the CIA and others that are protecting the wealthy against those that they're actually committing crimes against, namely the little people. And we need to get this right to understand how this process goes. Because to be quite frank, friends, I'm sick and tired of hearing people say, like what Roosevelt said, there's nothing in politics that's not first planned. You know what? I say I understand exactly what they're saying, and I'm not adding strength to their ability to wield political process and outcome, but I am simply saying, friends, I'm tired of hearing about what they're doing and what they're getting away with. But I got to tell you, it's my duty before God to reprove, to expose, and to reprove and dispossess. And I'm talking about driving out those that are going to commit a crime against the people of this country. And I got to tell you where that comes from. That comes from the love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts, Romans 5:5, by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. That's the love that is being demonstrated here for the people in this country. And only God gives that. And God gives you the love to magnify his law against the crime and to drive you to the foot of Christ where you can find your faith in Jesus Christ, where you repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Read Acts 20, verse 21. Read Galatians 3, 24 and Psalm 19, 7 when you get a moment. It lines up verbatim with what I'm telling you right now. Let's get back to this, talking about corrupt politicians. Listen to what Senator Ted Cruz said. Folks, I could have a whole week show just highlighting not only the crimes that these people have been busted in, but also their confessions concerning the crimes of politicians. Listen to what Cruz said. He said, lobbyists and career politicians today make up what I call the Washington cartel. They on a daily basis are conspiring, listen carefully, they on a daily basis are conspiring against the American people. Career politicians' ears and wallets are open to the highest bidder. Listen carefully again. Listen to the voice and the action of those that are selling you out. And furthermore, if Ted Cruz's hands are clean in this situation, that are willing to tell you the truth. And there's a reason they're willing to tell you the truth, because they want you to respond. They want you to get behind them and do the right thing. And we don't necessarily need to get behind anybody to advocate and enforce the law. But listen again. Senator Ted Cruz said, lobbyists and career politicians today make up of what I call the Washington cartel. They on a daily basis are conspiring against you, the American people. Career politicians' ears and wallets are open to the highest bidder. Now, how do you go to sleep? I mean, who else would advocate murder of the innocent? Folks, which is a moneymaker. It's mob money. It's blood money. Who else would advocate sodomy, folks? Who would advocate what God condemns outside of a fool that wants to dare the justice of God that will get a response? Hey, let them get the response. We don't need to get the response with them. Let them be held accountable for their crimes. And furthermore, we don't need an oligarchy to rule over the roost, where that's fewer, where few rule over many. Baloney, that's illegal. And folks, what we need to do in this country is we need to be thorough about our investigations concerning those that are committing crimes against us, rather than what the state-run media gives us as to what their verdict is concerning the exoneration of those that have been committing crimes against us in the first place. You know it's all contrived. You know it's all fabricated and controlled. Let's get rid of that. Let's get the system right. Well, we can put in place what was put in place by our forefathers, but we need to be vigilant concerning our liberties. And the way to do that is to fight the good fight of faith in dealing and correcting and righting the wrongs. Because America, guess what? We have the power to right the wrongs regardless of who they are. I mean, folks, let me take this another step. Aren't you sick and tired of getting information from all these individuals across the boards that are telling you who the bad guys are all day long? Aren't you sick and tired of hearing how the bankers are creating wars? Aren't you sick and tired of seeing corruption fall from the trees of these corrupt administrations? Aren't you sick and tired of seeing politicians lie and advocate what you know is illegal and then get off with it scot-free? Aren't you sick and tired of this, America? Aren't you sick and tired of the military-industrial complex that creates wars and then sends your sons and daughters to fight unconstitutional wars? Because they could care less. They just care about the money. See, they've sold their souls. That's what you haven't taken into account here, friends. They've sold their souls. All of these people, those that want to violate God's moral law, which is sin, 1 John 3:4, they have sold their souls. They're willing to go ahead and live a temporal life as they bow down and worship to Satan himself, who said, just bow down unto me, worship me, and I'll give you all of this. It's mine to give. And what did Jesus say back to this one that wanted to tempt him? What did he say in response to those enemies, namely of his soul, Satan himself, when he said, just bow down to me. You shall worship the Lord God, and him only shalt thou serve. And that's what we need to get back to, regardless and what happens to us. See, you haven't found anything to live for until you first found something to die for, friend. And I want to tell you, your enemy fears more than anything an individual that has nothing to lose but everything to gain. And we have heaven to gain, and we have a promise from God that he will bestow upon us what is needed to deal with the enemies, in fact, friends, because we have many of them today in America. Let me go over to, yes, we are corrupt. The politicians admitting the obvious when it comes to money and the effects of the votes and control that multimillionaires and billionaires have over the people and lobbyists and special interest groups. James E. Tierney said he was the former Attorney General of Maine in 2014. He said when you start to connect the actual access to money and the access involves law enforcement officials, you have clearly crossed the line. What is going on is shocking, and it's terrible. Let me say this again. Just shows you how corrupt the system is. When you start to connect the actual access to money and the access involves law enforcement officials, you have clearly crossed the line. What is going on is shocking, and it is terrible, said he. Let's go to the next guy. Speaking of we are corrupt, they are speaking out of their own experience and of their own crimes, friends. John Dingell, 29-term, listen to this, a 29-term Democratic congressman from Michigan, in 2014, just before he retired America, he said, allowing people and corporate interest groups and others to spend an unlimited amount of unidentified money has enabled certain individuals to swing any and all elections, whether they are congressional, federal, local, or state. Unfortunately and rarely are those people having goals which are in line with those of the general public. History well shows that there's a very selfish game that's going on and that our government has largely been up for sale. Folks, you can't make this up. This is what these corrupt politicians in many cases, not all of them, but in many cases are telling you as to what's going on. This explains George Soros. This explains Tim Cook. This explains many of those that are finding, hey, folks, he said unlimited amount of unidentified money. But furthermore, in America, you know where the money's coming from. You know it's coming. Speaking of George Soros, you know that he is illegal. Folks, he is an international criminal that is in America for some reason or another who's been afforded asylum by your government. And I want to tell you why. Because he is paying their bills to destroy your country. In America, I have to say this to 318 million people. You're letting them do it. You're letting them do it. Let me give you one more before the end of the show. Bob Ney said a five-time and five-term Republican congressman from Ohio and former chairman of the House Administration Committee who pleaded guilty to corruption charges connected to the Jack Abramoff scandal in 2013 said, I was directly told, you want to be chairman of the House Administration? You want to continue to be chairman? They would actually put in writing that you have to raise $150,000. He said they still do that. Democrats and Republicans, if you want to be on this committee, can cost you $50,000 or $100,000. You have to raise that money in most cases.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.